In a year of firsts, a candidate declares on the internet,
I announced today that I'm forming a presidential exploratory committee.
Senator Hillary Clinton leads most polls of Democratic Party voters as the first woman that experts say could win the presidency. And there is the first African American considered electable. Senator Barack Obama also is a Democrat.
Let's be the generation that makes future generations proud of what we did here.
New Mexico's Democratic governor is seeking to become the first American president of Hispanic descent, but he spent the year far behind the leaders. The campaigns for U.S. president picked up their pace nearly a full year before voting in the first primary election.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good.
Among Republicans, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney hopes to capitalize on his home state's proximity to New Hampshire, the first state to hold a primary election. Senator John McCain of Arizona, as the early frontrunner, announced his intentions in April at the Portsmouth, Massachusetts Naval Shipyard. By July, McCain plummeted in the polls, his campaign nearly out of money, and key staff members jumping ship. The candidate blamed himself.
You take responsibility when you're in charge.
McCain admits his support for the Iraq War and for legalizing some immigrants hurt his chances. Border security and illegal immigration is the top issue among Republicans. Rudy Giuliani was the New York mayor the day terrorists destroyed the World Trade Center in 2001. He touts a tough line and took an early lead in national polls.
Well, the most important thing to do is to make certain we remain on offense against Islamic terrorism.
The Iraq War was the Democrats' biggest issue early in the year.
Knowing what I know now, I would never have voted for it.
In March, one of the leading Democrats, former Senator John Edwards, and his wife announced they will continue campaigning despite the recurrence of Elizabeth Edwards' cancer.
We will be in this every step of the way together.
In September, an actor, Fred Thompson, jumped into the Republican contest but failed to take the lead in any polls. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, one of the long shots, shot to the top among Republicans in Iowa. The Baptist minister aims his appeal at an important segment of the Republican electorate, religious conservatives. Huckabee preached at a Texas church and collected an endorsement from a like-minded minister.
He is one of us. He is not one who's come from outside to us.
Romney, once the front runner in Iowa, in a December speech, defended his Mormon religion in the face of polls showing a quarter of Americans would not vote for a Mormon.
Let me assure you that no authorities of my church, or of any other church for that matter, will ever exert influence on presidential decisions.
The unsettled field of Republican and Democratic presidential candidates will be tested first in the Iowa caucuses January 3rd, and the following week in the New Hampshire primary election. Jim Fry, VOA News.